Thank you for joining our podcast. We hope that this message will both teach and encourage you. Here's today's message.
Life gets awfully busy. Travel more, which is what we're discussing, and read more. Read more. So those are the top 10. But what they told us, according to this article, what it says is you have to mentally prepare for change because a lot of times we don't like to change. It also talks about making your resolutions smaller or making them into little bits. Like say, I'm going to eat well for 2 days, if that's all you think you can do. And then once you hit those 2 days, say, okay, I'm going to eat well now for the rest of the week. And then my goal is going to be for 2 weeks. You know, just kind of, it makes it more manageable in your brain when you don't say for the whole year, I'm going to do this or that. So those, there were some good, things about that. Be specific on exactly what you want to achieve. Write down your goals. Write them down. But I kind of want to turn this into a little bit of something else because while it's good to have goals and everything, and I think a lot of us automatically do, because when the new year comes around, we start thinking, what can I do different? What, you know, or something bothers us about our life and we want to change something, and what can I do to make it different? Well, what I want to talk about today is what's stopping you. What's stopping you? There's something that's stopping you from moving forward and doing the things that you want to do. So specifically, what's stopping you from doing what God wants you to do? Maybe what God has placed in your heart to do? We all have a million excuses. When God asks us to do something, oh, well, I'm not outgoing enough for that. Or I don't have the talent for that. Or I don't have this or whatever. But, you know, what does God told you to do and what's stopping you from doing it? There are so many things that can stop us from being obedient. And we look for excuses sometimes. But we've got to quit doing that. So I have some examples of some different things in the Bible. If you look at Judges 6, 11 through 12, it says, then the angel of the Lord came and sat beneath the great tree at Ophrah, which belonged to Joash of the clan of Abiezer. These names, I'm so sorry. Gideon, son of Joash, was threshing wheat at the bottom of a wine press to hide the grain from the Midianites. The angel of the Lord appeared to him and said, mighty hero, the Lord is with you. Sir, Gideon replied, if the Lord is with us, why has all this happened to us? And where are all the miracles our ancestors told us about? Didn't they say the Lord brought us up out of Egypt? But now the Lord has abandoned us and handed us over to the Midianites. One thing that can stop us from going forward is fear. Right? Gideon was hiding out. He was hiding out and he was threshing his grain because he was afraid the Midianites were going to come and take it. Now, with good reason, because they had done that before. So he was really trying to hide everything, but he was afraid. Have you ever seen those shows on TV where somebody jumps out and scares somebody, you know, and they don't even know what to do? They're just frightened, and they don't know what to do. So that's one thing that fear just kind of paralyzes us. We talked to a Plano policeman who came to our work a while back to talk about active shooter training. And he had been, I don't know if you guys remember that not too long ago, there was a shooting at a home where the lady's ex-husband came and shot different people in the house at like a Super Bowl party or some kind of football party they were having. Okay. This policeman went in on the scene and he said there were people sitting on the couch. A man was sitting on the couch with his arm around his girlfriend. They didn't have a chance to move. They were shot right where they were at. Fear, but he started shooting before he got that far, so they would have heard the commotion, but he said fear paralyzes people. They don't know what to do. If you saw any of the streaming of the church shooting a couple of weeks ago or a week and a half, you'd have seen people just kind of looking around like, what's going on? And they don't know what to do. They know what's happening, and fear kind of freezes you. But fear freezes us also when the Lord tells us to do something that we feel is going to make us look stupid or we're not sure we can even accomplish it or make us look crazy, you know. Fear will paralyze us and we will stop doing that. So we have to be really careful. So looking back at the past also can keep us from moving forward. Gideon started immediately noting what God had not done for them, how God had left them and God had abandoned them, and now these Midianites are coming in. And so he was looking back at the past that he knew of, and he wasn't thinking of the farther past where God had helped them. I was at a band trip a long time ago when I was in high school, a really long time ago, in Carlsbad, New Mexico. And, you know, we're teenagers. We're walking down the road, and some guys come by in a car, and all the girls' necks are craning around to look at them. And one of my friends, who's a clown anyway, she's a clown anyway, but she's waving and carrying on, and she's walking like this, runs right into a pole. Right into a pole. Walks hard enough that knocks her down. Now, sometimes looking behind and walking forward can get you in trouble. It's not always good to look at the past or look behind you when you're moving forward. So we need to look forward to what God has for us. Judges 6, 14 through 15, if you want to carry on with the Gideon story, said, then the Lord turned to him and said, go with the strength you have and rescue Israel from the Midianites. I am sending you. But Lord, Gideon replied, how can I rescue Israel? My clan is the weakest in the whole tribe of Manasseh, and I am the least in my entire family. So don't let your perception of who you are keep you from being obedient to what God has for you. Sometimes we have a right perception of who we are and what we can do, and sometimes we don't, because sometimes we convince ourselves we can't do anything. We have no talent. And then there are other people who are all wonderful and all-knowing. Don't you love those? And they can do anything, and they take on stuff that they really shouldn't. Have you ever heard somebody who thought they were like a great singer? And you're like, bless you, brother or sister.
Nice try.
Nice try, yeah. But so we have to have a realistic expectation of what we can do, but don't, you know, remember too that when God calls us to do something and you know that you have that calling, whatever it is, he's going to help you do it. He's not going to throw you out there and just say, well, sink or swim, you know. He is going to help you do whatever he's told you to do. There's a lady who worked for me for years. She's kind of stubborn, and she kind of had in her mind how things should go. And so she didn't always listen to instruction because she already knew. So we worked with her and we worked with her, and we called her in and said, look, you know, you're really good with patience. You're pleasant, you know, but you have an issue of making this mistake and this mistake and this mistake. And we really need you to improve on this. We really need you to get better. She'll say, okay, what exactly am I doing wrong? Well, I've always done it like that. Well, yes, but that's not the way we do it anymore. We really need you to do it like this. Okay, she would say. But it never changed. It just never changed. So finally she got to the point where she just believed, I can't do it. This is the way I do it. This is the only way I can do it. And now I'm getting in trouble because I won't do it differently, so I'm just going to quit. And she did. She just quit. So we have to realize that God will help us do things. We can all improve. We can all do things differently. We just need God's help with that. Judges 6:16 says, the Lord said to him, I will be with you, and you will destroy the Midianites as if you were fighting against one man. Don't doubt God, what God has told you. Doubt will keep you from obedience. Doubting your abilities, doubting that God is with you for sure, will keep you from moving forward. It can also it'll help you mess up. If you think, I can't do that, I can't go forward with that, I'm going to make a mistake, you've already convinced yourself you're going to make a mistake, it will keep you from moving forward and doing a good job. Brian got me a new watch for my birthday. It's not my birthday yet. I got it early. Well, this watch is an Apple Watch, and it has Minnie Mouse. And maybe, let me see if you all can hear her.
It's 11:31.
Isn't that cute? It's cute. So, the other day, I tap it several times a day because that little voice makes me happy. I just don't know why. So, and at night she'll say, good evening. In the morning she'll say, good morning. So I really like it. But the other day she said, it's, and she stopped talking. I was upset because Minnie quit talking. So I thought, what happened? So I YouTubed it, trying to figure it out. And it was talking about if the voice hadn't downloaded enough, but it had because it had been working. So we couldn't figure it out. I then changed it to the Mickey Mouse, because this is Minnie. Mickey worked fine, but Minnie quit talking, which is unlike a female, right? Just like, it was wrong. Something was wrong. So we called the Apple Care people to get some help. Well, in the midst of them trying to help me and me doubting that I knew anything about this watch, especially at this point, and she's trying to tell me what things to push to reboot it. So I'm trying to reboot, and I end up calling 911. So I hang up really quick, I thought. My phone, my watch rings right back and says, hello, this is the Fort Worth Police Department. Do you have an emergency? I said, no, I'm fine. I'm so sorry. I didn't, mean to call out. Did it by accident. He said, okay. So he hangs up. 3 minutes later, this is the Fort Worth Police Department. Are you sure you're okay? So I had to say, I said, well, yeah. And so I started laughing. I thought, maybe I should put Brian on the phone. But then I thought, no, he's going to think there's a man holding me hostage or something, and he's going to come over to the house. So I just said, yeah, I got this watch, and I don't know what I'm doing, and I accidentally, called you. And he finally started laughing. He goes, okay. We just want to make sure you're okay. But we have to be careful, right, when we do stuff like that, because we don't know what we're doing. I didn't let it stop me from pushing all the buttons on the phone. But maybe I should have. That might have been better. But moving on to Amos 7:12-13, then Amaziah sent orders to Amos, get out of here, you prophet. Go on back to the land of Judah and earn your living by prophesying there. Don't bother us with your prophecies here in Bethel. This is the king's sanctuary and the national place of worship. But Amos replied, I'm not a professional prophet, and I was never trained to be one. I'm just a shepherd, and I take care of sycamore fig trees. But the Lord called me away from my flock and told me, go and prophesy to my people in Israel. Now then, listen to this message from the Lord. First of all, Amos had a right estimation of who he was. He knew he wasn't a prophet. They were telling him, quit prophesying, you prophet. He's like, I'm not a prophet. He knew who he was, but he was like, I'm just being obedient to the Lord here. God told me to tell you this, so I'm doing it. And that's what we need to do. Can you imagine what would have been like if Noah had said, I've never built a boat before? And Noah had not built a boat before. But God gave him the instructions. He told him what to do. And Noah was just obedient. Abram, when he was 70-something years old, was told to leave everything he knew and go somewhere else. Leave everything. Not even telling exactly where to go. And the scriptures say he just went. He just went. When God tells us something, we just need to do it. And not let all these things come and bother us. So letting the voice of man speak louder to you than the voice of God will keep you from obedience. They were telling Amos, quit talking, quit prophesying, shut up, whatever. But Amos said, hey, God told me to do it, and I'm doing it. Very simply, I'm going to do what God told me to do. So in conclusion, is there something that you feel God is telling you? And when I was talking, you may have thought of something, saying, maybe God did tell me to do that, but I just didn't think I could. But you can. If God's telling you to do something, you need to do it. So what's stopping you from being obedient? Only you can answer the question of what's stopping you. I don't know what's stopping you, but you do. You know what's stopping you from doing what you're supposed to be doing. Pray about whatever it is. You know, sometimes we don't know if God is, if we're hearing it ourselves, or if it's truly something God's telling us to do. But when God tells you, you pretty much know, but then you doubt. But pray about it. Pray. Say, Lord, if you're telling me to do this, you know, so he'll give us a sign like he gave Gideon if he needs to. He'll do that for us. So, you know, is it just your unbelief? Is it fear? Ask God to give you peace about the situation as well. He'll give you peace. And if it's a wrong estimation of yourself, ask God to say, you know, show me how you see me. I've asked God before that. Let me see people the way you see them. Because I think that would help me to love people more if I could see them through the eyes of Jesus. So I just want you to think about that today and then stop letting the enemy or people or doubt or fear keep you from doing what God wants you to do. So Father, I just come before you, Lord, just so thankful that you speak to us, that you have an assignment and a job for each and every one of us. I'm so thankful that you love us and that you help us as we struggle because we are so frail and human. Thank you, Lord, for your direction. Thank you for the strength that you give us when we need it. Father, help us not to make excuses for things that you have told us to do and things that you, lives that you want us to impact. So, Father, be with each and every one of us. Father, show us what those things are and lead us forward in what it is you have for each of us. And I ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
We are ready for the new year now. Yeah. Well, and this is also birthday